Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mike Hill. I'm sitting in for Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. It's always a privilege and honor for me to do so. Dr. Youngblood and I have developed a great friendship, and I'm honored to be called his friend and that he has the confidence in me of being able to host his show for him on occasion. I have done it before, and he asked me again recently, and I was glad and honored to do so. And he asked me if I would focus on the Christmas story that we have, because we are indeed in these holy days in the Christmas season. And I was, before the break, was reading from Luke and also from Isaiah, where we talked about how the angel Gabriel had come before Zacharias, who was ministering in the temple, and announced that John the Baptist was to be born to he and Elizabeth, who both were very old, well stricken in years and past childbearing age, much like Abraham and Sarah were during their days. So the same thing happened to Zechariah and Elizabeth. They were well stricken in age, but because the Lord spoke, they then conceived and had a child. And this was John the Baptist, who was to be the forerunner, who was going to be preparing the way for the Lord, for his ministry in the world. And this same angel then appeared to, the same angel Gabriel appeared to Mary and announced to her that she was going to be the one who was going to bear the Holy Child, the Son of God. And we are now reading, picking back up in Luke chapter 1, verse 35. And the angel answered and said unto her, this is to Mary, because she has said, how shall this be, since I do not know a man? She was not asking in disbelief, as Zacharias had, and was therefore not allowed to speak. Instead, she was asking just for clarification. Lord, how is this going to be, seeing as I have not been with a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is a 6th month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. That is such an awesome verse right there, ladies and gentlemen. With God, nothing shall be impossible. The situation could look dramatic. It could look drastic. It could look evil. It could look horrible, much like what we are experiencing today, much like during the time of Isaiah that the nation Israel was going through, split into 2 different kingdoms. And each were wanting to attack each other but getting help from outside forces, from Syria and from Assyrians, who were detestable nations doing detestable practices. But they were going to combine forces with them to attack each other. Utterly amazing. And it looked in such dire straits. It was so dark. And it was at that time that Isaiah spoke to King Ahaz of Judea, of Judah, the southern kingdom, and told him, "Behold, a child will be born of a virgin, and you'll call him Emmanuel, God with us." And 700 years later, that prophecy was fulfilled. I recently had lunch with a good friend of mine who said, "Mike, what are we to make of things when we pray to God? And it seems we don't get an answer at all." And my response to him is, God always answers prayer. Always. Sometimes the answer is no. But sometimes the answer is in his timing, not in ours. And we must simply be patient and continue to wait upon the Lord. So here it is, Isaiah makes this prophecy of the Lord Jesus being born of a virgin, and 700 years later, it happens. Over 700 years later, it happens. So take heart that when you are praying, you may be praying for something right now, and it seems that that prayer is not being answered. God hears your prayer. God never sleeps. He never slumbers. And he will answer it according to what is best for us, even if we don't understand that it is best. But just continue to believe and listen to what the Lord God is telling you. If you would like to join the discussion, call in at 904-831-0917. That's 904-831-0917. Now let's continue with Luke chapter 1. I'm going to read verse 37 again, then we'll continue. "For with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, 'Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word.' And the angel departed from her." That was such an amazing declaration from Mary. She says, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, I am your servant." She is telling God, "I am your servant. Do unto me according to thy word." And do you know that from that moment on, Mary's life was dramatically changed, utter, completely, and dramatically changed. This young woman, possibly even a teenager, 14, 15 years old, I would call her a girl, her life has now been dramatically changed because she believed God, and she accepted what he said and made herself a slave unto his word and said, "Let it happen to me as you have said." Now, when that happened, that didn't mean that all of a sudden Mary is now going to be praised, that Mary is now going to be lifted up by men. No, the exact opposite happened. And we'll get to that in just a bit. "And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth," greeted her. "And it came to pass, when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, 'Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?'" Can you see the humbleness there in Elizabeth? Can you hear it in her voice that she said, "Who am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. Here's John the Baptist in the womb now. Elizabeth is now 6 months pregnant. She's getting ready to start her last trimester. And Mary goes to see her. Mary is now pregnant also, by the way. She had become pregnant because the Holy Spirit had come upon her and had lifted her up, exalted her to a high place, but not in the eyes of men, but in the eyes of God. And so here is Elizabeth very humbly saying, who am I that you would come to me? And Elizabeth goes on to say in verse 45, and blessed is she that believed. Amen. I love that verse because Mary believed. For there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Jesus so many times said to those, to his disciples and those who followed him, don't be afraid, just believe. And that is how you accept your salvation. Believe in the Lord God Almighty and thou shalt be saved. Now here's Mary going on to say, and Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has regarded the low estate of his handmaid. And behold, from henceforth, all generations shall call me blessed. She knew that she was being placed in a position because the angel Gabriel told her that she was going to be called blessed. However, that is not what was happening during her lifetime, not during her early stages, because here she is now pregnant, and everyone knew that it was not from Joseph. Everyone knew that. And according to the law, the Mosaic law, she was to be stoned. So no, when she said, Lord, be it unto me, as you have said, her life dramatically changed, and I'm going to tell you it was not for the good. But here's Mary continuing to say that here I am, this lowly handmaid of the Lord. He has done this for me. For he that is mighty has done to me great things, and holy is his name. These words of Mary are fantastic. A 14-year-old girl who is humbling herself before the Lord and saying that his name is holy. She knew that. And his name is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has not sent away empty. For he has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary stayed there about 3 months, and then returned to her own home. So Mary stayed with Elizabeth just long enough that it was about time for John the Baptist to be born. We don't know if she stayed there and actually helped with the childbirth. We know that she did stay there for 3 more months before she returned to her own home. And then here's Elizabeth who is speaking. Okay, I'm sorry, let me back up just a little bit. Let's talk about how Elizabeth, now the full time came. I'm reading from Luke chapter 1, verse 57. And now Elizabeth full time came that she should be delivered. And she brought forth a son. And her neighbor and her cousins heard how the Lord had showed great mercy upon her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zacharias, after the name of his father. And the mother answered and said, No, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, there is none in their kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. It's funny. Zacharias was the one who couldn't speak, and he had to communicate by sign language, and they go to him with signs. All they had to do was go and speak to him. Hey, Zacharias, what's going to be the son's name? And they made signs to the father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing tablet and wrote, saying, his name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was open immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. Amen. We have a caller on the line, Pastor Davis. Yes, sir. What is your comment?
Good morning, Representative Hill. How are you today?
I am blessed. Good morning, Pastor Davis. How are you?
I am so blessed, and I sure thank you, my friend, for being such a good friend to not only Dr. Youngblood, but I consider you also as my great friend. I thank God for how he allowed us to come together for such a time in life as this, because right now, you know, through this lesson that you're discussing on today, the whole world needs to understand that this is the time of year that the whole world needs to recognize that God sent us just what we needed. Even back during that day and time, God knew just what they needed, because when you go to Luke chapter 2, verse number 11, it says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. The world needed a Savior at that time, and God sent them exactly what they needed. And we still have access to that same Savior right now on today. This is what the world needs. We don't need a politician. We don't need a great banker or a financial wizard. Right now, we still stand in need of a Savior. And since he's here, we need to recognize him, praise him, as you were talking about the way that Elizabeth and Mary and Zacharias and all the rest of those did. When they recognized him as the Savior, they praised him and realized that God sent them exactly what they needed, just as he promised. And I thank God for him, because he is that very same gift to the world on today.
Amen, Pastor Davis. Thank you for calling in and sharing that. And you're absolutely right. I do consider you a good friend also. And I thank you for you considering me to be a friend. And your words are so true. It was at a time when things were very dark with the nation Israel and even around the world. And times are dark now, where we are facing this pandemic. We are facing perilous times where nation is looking to rise against nation, and there are rumors of war. Things are not looking good right now at all. And just like in the days of Isaiah and the split kingdom of Israel to the north and Judah to the south, and even during the days of John the Baptist's birth and the days of Jesus' birth, things looked dark. And the reason they look dark is because the actions of man doing evil things, wicked things, which came from his heart, which caused things around him to be in dire circumstances. And we are in that same situation now, where men are doing wicked and evil things and causing these dire circumstances to be around us. And it is just as he did before, a great light will shine among us, being our salvation, being our joy. Thank you for calling in, Pastor Davis. If anyone else would like to join in and call, the number is 931-0917. Now, when Zacharias had written his name as John, he was now able to speak. And starting with verse 67, and Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost, and prophesied, saying, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. Now, people were thinking, I'm sure Zacharias thought and others thought the same thing, that what was going to be fulfilled was that a king was going to be placed on the throne of Israel, getting rid of King Herod and getting rid of the Romans, and that instead, forever, Israel was going to have their kingdom back, and there was going to be a horn of salvation. Well, that is exactly what happened. It didn't happen as they thought or at the timing that they thought, but it did happen. Let's skip forward now to chapter 2, Luke chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Of course, that means all the world that the Roman Empire controlled at that time. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up into Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. God bless Joseph. Joseph, who was espoused to Mary, they were betrothed, they were engaged, and all of a sudden she becomes pregnant. And naturally, a man would think, how could you do this to me, Mary? How could you be with someone else? And he was going to quietly put her away. He was not going to have her stoned, as he could have, according to Mosaic law. He was going to quietly put her away. But the angel of God came to him in a dream and says, no, Joseph, don't do it. This is of God. This is a God thing. And Joseph, being a good man, did not put Mary away and took her with him as they went to be taxed. And Mary also was to go to Bethlehem because she was also of the lineage of David. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. She brought forth the Christ child, and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you was born this day in a city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Amen. That is such good news. That is good news. These angels are saying, fear not, I bring you tidings of great joy, and this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. This is the declaration that these angels were making. Look, God is not your enemy. When they said peace on earth, it was a declaration of peace between God and man. Of course, there was not peace on earth because men were still killing each other. Men were still committing evil, heinous acts, including King Herod, who was so afraid when he heard that a king of Israel had been born, that the throne would be taken away from him, that he sent soldiers out into the area around Bethlehem to kill every child, every male child who was 2 years and younger. The man was insane. Hideous things that he did. Things were very dark. And it came to pass, the angels were gone away from them into heaven. And shepherds said to one another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord has made known unto us. Now, note again that just as Mary said when she was with Elizabeth, that those who are of low estate, those who are humble, that is who God will exalt. God used the lowest of those in society at that time, shepherds of sheep. Likely they were young boys, teenagers, just as David was a shepherd when he was a young boy, watching the sheep. And he revealed himself to them and told them, go and see this great thing, this tidings of great joy. And when they had seen it, okay, which has come to pass, which the Lord has made, and they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which told them concerning this child. They went and spread the good news that Jesus Christ is born. And all they that heard it wondered at these things which were told them by the shepherd. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Christmas story, that I bring you tidings of great joy. Great joy, not just a little bit of joy, but great joy. Good news that here is God declaring that I'm not your enemy. There is peace between you and I. And you now have access to me through my son. Through his name of Jesus, you now have access to my throne. Ladies and gentlemen, may you have a blessed week. May you have a blessed Christmas, and remember that Jesus is the reason for the season.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m., for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.